when it comes to these amazing companions of Abdullah al-Husayn. So while other imams were calling their companions to come towards them, Imam Hussein is that imam that would tell them to go away from me. Go away from me. I blow out the candle in the middle of the night. They don't want your head on a spear, they want mine. They want to shed my blood. There's a valley, there's a path between those two mountains. Walk towards those two mountains. Go back to your families. Live your life. Jannah for you is already there. I've accepted your bay'at. And they would say things like, Aba Abdullah, if we leave you now, how can we answer Sayyid the Fatima on the Day of Judgment? If we have to taste death anyways, what better way to taste death than beside you, Aba Abdullah? If they cut us into pieces and trample our body and put us back to life and trample our body, 1,000 times we would say, Labbaik Ya Hussein, Labbaik Ya Hussein. That was his circle of influence. And that test I talked about of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that in that time of need, when he had that time of need, that test was given to who? The champion of all these companions, Habib ibn al-Mudahir. Childhood friend of Imam Hussein. These two went back in Medina to their childhood days. When Imam Hussein was in Karbala, Habib of course was in Kufa under immense house arrest. The environment in Kufa was very, very tense. If the companions of Imam Hussein weren't in jail, they were highly, highly watched. Surveillance everywhere. Arrival in Karbala happens. The 6th of Muharram, the 7th of Muharram, the 8th of Muharram, Bibi Zainab now is watching what? Armies upon armies coming from Kufa, setting up shop across from them. In the hundreds. And she's watching this, and she's watching the fact that not one person now has come from Medina, from Mecca, from Basra, nowhere. She approaches Imam Hussein and says, Bhaiya, is there nobody that we can call to come and assist us in this mission? And that's when Imam Hussein writes this letter to Habib. Imagine, sometimes we think about why Imam Hussein was so mazloom. We think about the thirst and the blood and the physical scars. Maybe those were all there. But the fact that the Imam of the time, the Hujjat of Allah, the rightful successor of the Prophet's kingdom, had to write a letter for someone to come and help him, perhaps is the biggest mazlumiyat of Imam Hussein. Habib is sitting in his home in Kufa. And our books tell us that he is in his home with his wife. There's a knock on his door. In Kufa, of course, you check who it is. Habib, now, of course, very cautiously approaches the door. The knock happens a few more times, and behind the door, without opening, he answers it. He asks, who is it behind the door? And from behind the door, the answer comes, Ana Safir al-Husayn. I am the messenger of Hussein. Habib hears Hussein, opens the door. He presents to him a letter. Habib opens the letter, his face drops. His wife is watching every reaction on his face. The letter begins by saying, Min Hussein ibn Ali ila rajulun faqih Habib ibn Mudahir. One version in history says that the letter started off by saying, Min Hussein Ghareeb ila Rajulun Faqih. This letter is from Hussein to Habib. He begins to read this letter. Tears go down his face. Sweat begins on his entire face turns white. His wife is watching him, worried. What is it, Habib? What is it, Habib? What is it, Habib? It's a letter from my Mullah Hussein. Saying what? They've reached Karbala, surrounded by the enemy. He has the women of Rasulullah with him. He's asking me to come and help him. And there seems to be hesitation. And either one verse version of the story says that he was testing his wife, or the other version says that he legitimately didn't know what to do with his wife after he left. So there was hesitation until his wife says to him, Habib, your Mullah Hussein writes a letter to you and you hesitate. What is the hesitation? He says, what will happen to you? I'm worried about you. I'm responsible for you. I'm your wali. I'm your leader. What will happen to you? Then the wife says, may Allah bless that wife. If you don't go to serve your imam, then let me go to serve my imam. Habib says, no, that's enough. That's all I wanted to hear. That's enough. Habib then summons his servant, says, in the outskirts of Kufa, in the middle of the night, take my horse, I'll meet you there at Fulan time. I'll ride the horse towards Karbala to meet my Mullah. The servant takes the horse in the middle of the night at that location. Habib is a little bit delayed. And the servant begins to talk to the horse. And the servant says that I know that the servant has no business riding the horse of the master. But if my master Habib doesn't show up, if my master Habib is lost, if my master Habib gets caught and in prison, then I'm going to break all the rules, climb upon you, and I ask you to what? Take me to Hussein in Karbala. Habib hears this and says, I had no idea you had love for my Mullah. With that love, I give you azadi. I give you freedom. He says, Habib, with all due respect, up until now, I've served you and your family. Now that you're going to Hussein, you're going to free me. The day of Ashura arrives. With every arrival of the army from Kufa, Bibi Zainab in the tent could hear takbir from that side of the desert. And she would ask Fizza, what's this takbir? She would go out and go back, Shahzadi, the army has arrived from Kufa, from Sham, from Kufa, from Sham. Imam Hussein is handing out alams to all of his major warriors. There's 12 alams. After the 11th alam, he holds on to the 12th one. A man comes to Imam Hussein, says, Mawla, I didn't get an alam. It's okay if I hold one of those flags? He says, no, this alam is for my Habib. I wrote a letter to Habib. Habib is on his way. Habib will come. Until there came that fateful moment that from the distance somebody reports to Imam Hussein that from Kufa there's a horse coming and a man is riding. Everyone gathers. Habib comes closer. Habib arrives